In this week's Arts, we look at the Fresh Film Festival, which has gotten underway in the Czech capital, showcasing work by first-time directors and student directors. I spoke to Magdalena Niklová about this year's festival and asked her first about the overall theme.
Well, this year we have chosen the Defiance as the main theme of the festival, especially because we are focused mainly on the student film cinema. So we wanted to show students that, you know, how to defy actually themselves against like the main conventional films and film teams and the mainstream in the cinema. So we did a thematic blog of films that they are special in their subject they are talking about, or the filmmakers are represented, defined yourself, or also the film, how it's done and the way it's produced, representing this theme.
So basically projects that are challenging the status quo or the mainstream.
Exactly.
Could you tell me a little bit about some specific projects that are being highlighted in this year's festival, including the film that opened the festival?
Blue Valentine. Yeah, definitely. We've chosen this film because it was actually totally overlooked by the Czech distribution, and we didn't really understand that because it's a jewel. It's very, very nice and gentle film about a couple, married couple, that their marriage is falling apart, and you see the memories of both of the couple memorizing their beginning of the and their, you know, beginning of the relationship and the huge loss in the beginning, and you see the comparison between this state, I don't know, 7 years ago and now. And it's very gently done and very natural. All the acting is very, very believable, I would say. So from the thematic sections of the whole Defiance, I would recommend the whole program to see. But there are some classic films from the film history, and there are also new ones. And especially what I would like to recommend are three films from José Padilla, Brazilian film director, who has done a sort of a collection of three films. Two of them are Elite Squad 1 and Elite Squad 2, and the other one is a documentary called Bus 174, and they all present us the world of favelas and the old suburbs of Rio de Janeiro, and the Elite Squad, they are trying to control the areas, and they fail all the time, and that's very impressive. And then I would recommend definitely Yellow Sea, Korean film, let's say very tense and very dramatic, a story about a taxi driver from a Korean part in China who needs to get in Korea to find his wife and takes a job of killing somebody there in Korea and gets in big trouble between police, mafia, and, well, his employer, let's say. And it's very tense film, very dramatic.
Those projects sound absolutely fascinating and are precisely something that one doesn't see often in the regular cinema, but I guess that's the whole point of Fresh Film, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's not only presenting all the new things that are happening from beginning from the student films debuts, but it's also we are trying always to find out, and especially when we see a film that we see that the Czech distribution just totally overlooked or the main festivals, we are always trying to get all the things. Doesn't have to be our taste particularly, but if we see a very special film that the audience wouldn't have a chance to see anywhere else, we very much like to include that to our program.
One of the things that young filmmakers or up-and-coming filmmakers often grapple with or are fascinated by is genre. Are there films in this year's selection or in this year's screenings that, for example, play with genre, with well-founded genres, or twist them in ways that we perhaps haven't seen before?
Well, definitely, yes. For example, a perfect example is from Stakeland, which is playing with all the sort of zombie vampire theme and twisting in a wonderful way that it's... I mean, that you won't see a like typical film of this theme. And the another one pointing out vampires is a mockumentary, Belgian film. The theme is that actually a Belgian crew was trying to shoot a documentary about the Belgian vampires, but actually three of the crews failed because the vampires, they couldn't just hold on, and they basically have eaten the crews. So the last one did manage and shoot actually a documentary about vampires living in Belgium and about their troubles and their society and hierarchy. It's a very pleasant film, I would say, very funny. We have two films using the theme sci-fi as a background to develop very interesting stories. One of them is Transfer, a German sci-fi film developing a story of relationship, and the other one is Monsters, using, again, the theme of sci-fi to develop a wonderful love story.
Now, to come back to this year's main theme of defiance, I imagine that defiance is also a key element in the main image or images of the festival, which are very striking. The campaign features people's faces distorted basically in a wind tunnel, but it's not immediately apparent the first time you see the image. Could you tell me a little bit about how that campaign came together?
Absolutely. We actually decided this year to cooperate with the Prague Art School, and all the students from one studio were assigned to create the visual for Freshman Fest using the main things of Freshman Fest, which is fresh films and festival, but also to include the theme of defiance into it. And we have selected this one that you actually see a face fighting the wind, so being against it. Actually, it was a long process, because then we were trying to find out how to actually take the photographs, and we wanted to use the aerodynamic tunnel. But the thing is, things fly in this tunnel, so it was very dangerous. So we had to use strengthen the wind into a little thing, and it just basically pointed it at the face in different ways. So you can see it perfectly in the jingles of the festival, and also on the visual, of course.
It strikes me as very raw, and I wondered if, because of the distortion that the faces undergo, the first time I saw it, I almost got a shock. I actually thought it was a cadaver. I didn't realize for a second what it was. Have you had, say, different responses or even misinterpretations to the images?
We haven't heard back from the general public yet, but basically when we were showing the visuals and the photographs to different people, friends, so everybody was saying that they thought it was totally something else. I don't know, a campaign against the home violence or a totally different thing than a film festival, that's true. But I think it's just working, you know. You can use basically shocking photographs or shocking images to get people's attention. So I think that's the point of the artistic director.
In that respect, there's one thing which is notable about summer in the Czech Republic, and that is that there are several festivals. There's Karla Vivary, of course, the main international festival. There's the film school in Uherské Hradiště. Is the audience for Fresh Film different or basically the same as the audiences for those festivals, or do you think that there are other distinctions?
I think it's definitely different. We are counting on that we are not trying to get attention of the same people, because we are trying always to show something special, and we could say that our audiences are minor audiences. They enjoy not mainstream. We are very small, so I think what happens in the bigger festival or the huge festival of Karla Vivary, you get many titles, and they are able to show and basically to offer everything for everybody. So that's what we are not trying to do at all, actually. We are trying to select what you can't see anywhere else, but also we are trying to get the attention of the minorities, of special tastes. And so I would say definitely that the audience is different. And also the audience of student films is very different, because not everybody is interested in what's going on in the student cinema.
Nevertheless, when you see student films, then already you can sort of estimate or guess the future direction of some filmmakers. So even from that perspective, it must be interesting to, in later years, for example, come back to directors who have, say, made it on a larger scale and say, oh, I saw their first film back at Fresh Film Fest.
That's why, actually, there was created the other competition of first feature films and second feature films. Because with all the history of Fresh Film Fest, we saw the students growing up and finishing their schools and starting to do feature films. So that's why there is also, that's been for 3 years now, the competition of the first and second feature films. You know, if they are selected and if they're doing a very good job, they are invited every year and they keep coming back to the festival.
Magdalena Niklová ending that edition of The Arts by Jan Wellinger.